Good morning, everyone. We're holding here in Simon Tov Nun Zayin Sif Beis. Today is April 15th. Hey, Iyar. Tov Shenayin Gimel. One very important point of introduction before we see the words in order to understand this halacha. We all know we're allowed to cook and bake on Yontif. However, there's a tenai, a stipulation, if you will, in order to bake on Yontif, you have to make sure you're going to be baking for Yontif, cooking for Yontif. One cannot cook or bake, it's called shaloi letzarech, which is not necessary. A person has a hobby, just a crazy example, and they have one to bake, they can't just bake. They have to be baking for Yontif. We'll be seeing here, the halacha here will be discussing the chala. When we say the word challah, we're talking about removing, separating a piece of dough from the batch of dough that you made for your matzah. So we'll be discussing here that one should not call, according to the first part of the chavah, one should not call that piece of dough that he takes challah, should not give it the status of challah until after he bakes it. Why? Because if that batch of dough is tameh, became tummy, and that'll be our case, then who's he baking for? Who's he burning it for? Who's he cooking it for? Nobody. So he won't be allowed to bake it. Let's see the words inside and clarify everything. Says the Mechaber in Simen Tov Nun Zayin Siv Beis. It's page 108, Daniel. Right here we have one.
64.
Right here. In the Dershu edition, page 108. So we'll be turning the page in a second. Halosh Isa b'yontif shel Pesach, one who needs dough on the yontif of Pesach, lo yikro shem chalachalo an she teyofe. He should not designate the name, the status of chala, until he bakes it. So he first bakes it, and then he calls that piece that is baked already chala. Why? We're now on the top of page Nun Hay. Why? She'im yikro lo shem, because if he designates a certain piece for challah, einoi reshoi lefoisa. He won't be able to bake it. That piece of challah he separates. V'manichena kach tachmitz v'ein reshoi l'sof v'yomtev. And if he leaves that handful of challah, it'll become chametzdik. He can't keep it around. It's talking Pesach now. V'ein reshoi l'sof v'yomtev, and you will not be permitted to burn it on yomtev. So, we have three in front of us today. We have three parts. We have the first part of the Mechaber we're learning right now, which tells us when you have the dough in front of you, you want to make matzah out of that dough. But before you do, you have to do what's called hafrashas challah, separating a piece of challah. Now, in this case, one should not separate that piece of challah and designate it as challah until after the matzahs are baked. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Brura now in Sif Katan Yud Dalet. It's on some editions the same page. Lo yikra shem, rotzo loymar. Don't call it, don't give it the status of challah. Shim roitze lahafrish ugo ketanu l'challah. If a person wants to separate a small piece for challah, tzorech li zohir, shelo yikra la shem challah koydam afiyosa. You have to be careful not to give it the status of challah before it's baked. Elo, rather, yikra eno ugo oimatza. Just cook it, bake it, rather, and it has the status of the ugo or the matzah, the cookie or the matzah. V'gam shelo yeh b'machshavtoi shetocho l'olea kedushas challah ad achar fiyasa. Furthermore, many times in life we have to do a physical action in order to accomplish. Sometimes we can just be thinking about it and we can accomplish. How so? This case right here, by Truma, by Meiser, by here Chala as well, a person can be thinking that this should be Chala, and it becomes Chala. So he says as well, V'gam shelo yeh b'machshavtoi, it should not be in your mind, she'tochul aleh kedushas Chala, ad achar afiyosa, that the dough should not have the status of Chala until after you bake it. The kedushas trumos of maizes who al yidei dibor ayim b'machshava b'levad, because the Truma Meiser, and we're discussing Chal as well, can be transformed into the Truma Meiser or the Chala just through speech or the Machshava, the thought alone.
Is this case that Machshava is talking about that the person is actually kneading on?
Yes. Correct. We're talking about his. Yes, it's a very foreign concept to us because we don't do this today. We buy our matzahs and then we eat them and we don't think twice. But this is, that's correct. He's baking on Pesach. K'mavor b'shulchan aruch yardei asim and shin lamed aleph. If you don't want to bake that little piece that we call challah, eliyef astam, you just want to bake all the matzahs, v'achakach yafish matzah achas, and afterwards you separate one piece of matzah, oyechaticha achas mi matzah al kulo mishvil challah, or you'll break off a little piece of the matzah, and that will suffice for separating challah from all of your pieces of matzah, as we learned last week. Then, gamkein shaper dummy, that's also permissible. V'oifin ha'afrosh la'achar afiyo k'var nizbar leil sif kodin zayin. How does one separate matzah? We already discussed that last week, when we said you put all the matzahs in one basket, they maybe should be touching, and so on and so forth. And then you can take one piece for all of those other matzahs that were not separated from yet. So the Mishteruah continues and tells us in Sif Katan Tezvav, Eina Rishoy Lefoyso, Kevin Shein Ba'afiyazu Tzarich Eichel Nefesh. Because this piece of challah is not for Eichel Nefesh, it's not going to be eaten. Why is it not going to be eaten? The reason why no one's going to eat it is because the Mechaber is talking about challah, a case in Eretz Yisrael. The challah that was separated, you have the dough. I know it's a confusing word, like we said last week. We say the word challah. When I say challah, I think of the delicious challah my wife just made. Okay? Chametz, right. When we say challah here, we're not referring to that challah. We're in the Pesach mode, even though it's a Heir still, but it's still before Pesach Sheni still. So, you're separating that challah. That challah is not going to be eaten by the Kohen. You want to burn it. Well, you can't burn it. Why can't you burn it? Why can't you burn it? Because you could only, why can't you bake it? You can only bake that which is going to be eaten on Pesach. So the catch 22 here. So 1 second, so I will take a good second. So let me leave it aside. I want to make matzah to eat matzah. So I'll take a piece of challah. I won't put it in the oven to bake it because I can't bake it because no one's going to eat it. So I'll leave it aside. I can't do that. Why can't I do that? Become chametz stick. So what am I going to do here? So that's why the first step in the mechaber we're learning today, separate that challah. When? After you bake all your dough and it turns into matzah now. So now I have a piece of matzah. Okay, I'll take a piece of matzah off it and if it is baked already. So we're learning a concept that we, as we discussed last week, you can take your challah after the dough has been baked into its matzah form. Yes. Says the Mishnah further in Sifkan Tezvav, Kevin she'ena ba'afiya zu tzorich eichel nefesh, since you're not going to be eating it, so you bake it afterwards. V'dafko kishabaylov koru lo shem. When is it a problem that it turns into challah? That's when the owner of this dough calls it challah, refers to it as challah. Abo be'acher, but if someone else who is not in charge of that dough cannot give it the status of challah, the day in la'achir rishus litroim, because no one else has that permission to separate the challah. There's a discussion in number 27 of the Dirshu, which they discuss whether or not the wife has that permission to separate that challah without the husband's knowledge. And the conclusion is definitely yes, according to the Chazon Ish, because specifically, it's her mitzvah. It was one of the three big mitzvahs that women have, of mafish the challah. She does not need her husband's permission to separate the challah. However, l'inyan mishareses, v'bayis, a helper in the house, ayin b'yardei simen shin chavches b'achroinim, sham. Jewish help. You have Jewish help in the house. You have someone who helps you out there. And can she separate the challah? So, there's a discussion in the Paiskim. The bottom line, the Aruch HaShulchan says, one can rely, the Eved, even the servant, the helper, can also separate the challah, because that would be her job as well. If it's part of her job, and her bala sabayis, the wife knows, the lady in the house knows that her help will be separating the challah, so it's giving her permission as well. If one gives her permission, that also counts for her to separate the challah.
Only if she's Jewish.
I'd assume so. I'm sorry? Yeah. Yes, I'd assume so, yes. Sifkan tezayin. So we don't want this to become chametzik, so we cannot leave it aside. Even though it's hektish and it's not yours, what is the Mishnah Berurah saying? What if you go into ShopRite on Pesach and you see the Entenmann's chocolate? Excuse me for always using that example, but you know, the chocolate donut. Okay, is that a problem for you to see that? Ba'yiro ba'yimatzei. Not a problem at all, because it's not my donut; it's his donut. I didn't buy it. So here, this challah that I separated from the dough, it's not mine. It's hektish. It's for the kohen. It's going to be burnt. So what does it make a difference if it's in my possession on Pesach? It's not mine. If a non-Jew comes to the house and he has a donut in his hand, and he puts it down in my house, okay, forget about the chametz issue, but is that a problem for me having chametz in my house? No, it's I have an electrician come to the house, so he has a chocolate bar, he puts it down for a second. I mean, he should be careful, he doesn't put it down, but it's not a problem.
So it's okay to have them bring his
chametz? It's not okay, but it's not a problem. In other words, the concern is not, there are two issues here. One is we don't want his crumbs to fall on our stuff. That's a different issue. But here we're saying, it's not my, there's an isser, I cannot have chametz in my house.
It's not
violating that isser of ba'yir or ba'yimatz, which means of me not having the chametz in my house. It's his chametz, it's not my chametz. If that's the case, when I take this dough, and why can I leave it aside? It becomes chametz, so what? It's not mine. Why is it not mine? Because it's for the kohen, which is, now there's going to be burned. So I won't be violating the isser ba'yir or ba'yimatz, which means don't have that chametz in your possession. That's the Mishnah Berurah's question he's dealing with. So why can't I just leave it aside? He says, No, a person will still transgress the issue of having chametz in his possession. Why? A person can go to a chacham, Talmud chacham, and he can regret what he said, that this piece became a challah, and he can undo what he said, undo what he did. And therefore, since he has the ability to undo it, it can become his once again. So therefore, you don't want to keep that dough around, and then it could become chametz, and it's be your chametz. And what person will be transgressing if having chametz in his possession? So basically, since he can undo what he said, we want to make sure that we don't keep the chametz around. I don't know. But since halakhically it's possible to be undone. So we want to make sure we don't keep that dough around. We're just saying that the possibility exists. Could be over here in Pesach. It's like a net, they're right. Could be over here in Pesach, he might not want to. But since in the halakhic realm, the permissibility does exist, now we're talking Pesach, it still does exist. So we want to make sure that he doesn't keep that dough around. Okay. Now,
to burn it right away, he's not allowed to. To burn it right away before it becomes chametz, he's not allowed.
Because he's not allowed to burn kachim on yontif. What does it mean, cannot burn kachim? Kachim is that which is sanctified. This dough was set aside for the kohanim. And you can't burn it on Yontif for the same reason, because you can't eat it. If you can't eat it, you can't burn it. You can't bake it. Okay. So we just learned the first part of the Mechaber here. What was the case? The case is, I want to make my matzah, as Neil pointed out, I want to bake my matzah when? On Yontif or Pesach. I have to take a dough. Mahafarshas challah. Don't do it until after you bake your matzah, and then you'll be fine. Okay. Now we're going to see another eitzah, another suggestion of how to deal with this baking your dough on your matzahs on Pesach. The Chabad tells us further, v'im shochach v'kor l'shem. Let's say a person forgot and he called it
by the name of challah. He separated the dough. Now he realizes, wait a minute, now what do I do? I can't bake it. I can't leave it around. What do I do? Says the Mechaber, Itilena letsoinein, put it into a cold bucket of water. Yimne'en amil hachmitz, and the cold water, didn't say water here, Itilena letsoinein, cold, will prevent it, stop it from fermenting, from becoming chametz. That's how it works. That's what he says. So we have, if a person forgot and he did separate it, he puts it into cold and it will not become chametz. Then after, on Chol HaMoed, he can burn it. Now, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan yud ches, yitalei
no. Burn it,
like destroy it. Not cook. Destroy it, right. Ideally, one should not go ahead and take this suggestion and put it into the cold water. Into the cold. Why? Because the chashin shema leizar yafish yu hamayim tzayin. Because we're concerned that he might not have the temperature right of the water, and maybe it will become chametz stick.
Does it say water?
He said no. He says water. He says hamayim. Hamayim tzayin. Cold water. Yes. So that's the next step. Letzayinain. I'll point out, Moshe Feinstein Zatzal has a whole discussion whether it's specifically can put it in a refrigerator or in a cold temperature. So he says we're not exactly sure what is it that keeps it from fermenting. Is it the cold water or is it the temperature? So that's what just a point he discusses there. We don't have time for that now to go into more. Letzayinain sif katan yitas uchsheroye shamay mischamimin ktsas ba'amdam bebayis. Here, he says like this. If you see the water, when we say cold, what does cold mean? 30 degrees, 40 degrees. It's cold water. No one wants to go into 40 degree water. So he says basically it's room temperature. Room temperature is already what's called cold. It'll prevent it from becoming chametz stick. When you see the water, the temperature is rising, switch the water, and this way you'll avoid any problems. Now we go to a third part of today's halacha discussion. We had the first part of the mechaber, bake, to separate the challah after you bake it. The second one, put it into the cold water. The third one, we have the Ramah. The Ramah tells on top of the page. V'imesh koyein katan, shaloi ra keri, ay gadol, shetava, lekiryoi. If you have a young child, a kohen, who is a young child, who never had a seminal flow, or an adult that went to the mikvah, one can bake the challah for him. So the whole concern was, I have this dough, I separated. I'm not allowed to bake it. What do I do with it? I can't keep it around. I can't call the rabbi, it's Pesach already. Well, you know what you do? You give it to the kohen. Give it to the kohen, says the Rama. Depends which type of kohen, but make sure that he never had a flow. Fine. The Yeshayim says the Ramah further, She'ein machin l'chal b'zman hazel u'shim kohen. The Ramah says further, another opinion says, no, nowadays we don't give any kohen chala today. The last part of the Ramah says, Yeshayim demutar b'yom tefalalush pachas mikashir k'day lifter atzma min l'chala. You know what you could do? On Yontif, specifically on Yontif, a Pesach, in this case, you can bake the dough less than the volume of 43 eggs worth, then you won't come into the obligation of separating challah. And then when you bake your matzahs, you're baking everything. The whole issue was that amount of challah, the kazayis of challah that you separate. What am I going to do with that now? Can't keep it around, become chametz. I can't bake it because I'm not going to eat it. So you know what? Don't make so much dough in the first place. At one time, and then I won't have an issue in the first place. That's the third point of the Ramah. Let's see now the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Chaf. That's number 20 in English. Im Yesh Kohen, if you have a Kohen, HaMechaber Mari B'chalas Eretz Yisrael, Sheina Nechelas HaKohanim B'zman Hazeh Shekulonu Tumei Meisim. The Mechaber's case that he was talking about is the challah that one was separating when he was in Eretz Yisrael, when it's the Raisa, when we are all tamei mesim, v'nit mes hachalo, and the chalo is tamei, v'asura lahachel afilo kohen tor, and one cannot even give it to a kohen who is tor. L'fichach asur lafoyis b'yantav b'chol gavni, therefore you cannot bake it on yantav in all cases. Mal kain lo hiskir patim elu. That's why the Mechaber did not discuss the Ramah's suggestions of giving it to the Kohen. You know why? Because the Ramah is talking about Baal Kinwood. Doesn't say the words, but he's talking Chutz Laretz. The Mechaber is talking about Eretz Yisrael. Apples and oranges. They're not arguing over here. The Mechaber is not arguing with the Ramah is not arguing with the Mechaber. Talking about two different cases. The Ramah is talking about a case of Chala outside of Eretz Yisrael. She'ena asura elo l'mishet tuma yoitza olav megufay kegoin zave balkeri. And it's only forbidden for a person whose tuma, impurity, comes out from his body, that of the flow that we had in the parasha at Tazrim and Sora. Av a kohen hatar mizavim keri, but a kohen is tar from a flow. Kegoin kohen katan pachas min ben tesha shonim b'yayim echad, like a 9-year-old boy who's not more than 9 years and a day old, a kohen. Shein of a tam of a carry, it does not become tam with a flow. The gamin astam loy ra ziva kevan shehu pachas mi ben tesha. And he also didn't have the flow of a ziva because he's less than 9 years old. Or a gadol shetov lekiri, or an adult who went to the mikvah. Rishoy lechol chalas chutz laretz. He's permitted to eat the chal of chutz laretz. Kemo shekasav yerdei simin shenachav beis. Lefichach kasav haramah, that's where the Ramah writes, dim yesh koin katan, if there's a koin, there's a katan, a child, da'af shekara lo sheim chala, even though you called it chala, rishoy lefo is api yom de sharei ru'uya la'achila. You can bake it because it's roy la'achila. It's permissible to be eaten. Why is it permissible to be eaten? Because we're talking about an outside of Eretz Yisrael, and he's tahar, the person is tahar, the kohen's tahar. Sifkan chaf aleph, oy gadol shetav lekirei, or we're talking about a gadol who went to the mikvah, Ritzalaymer. Even though the sun did not set yet, which one would think the sun has to set before he can eat, that the sun that day has passed. No, that's the first mishnah in all of Shas and Maseches Brachos, that you don't have to wait, the kohen does not have to wait until the sun sets. It's enough that he goes to the mikvah. It's appropriate that he goes, and after he goes to the mikvah, the kohen should eat the food right away. And he should not use the facilities and he should not go to the bathroom. Because if he goes to the bathroom and he has the water, the liquid come out from him, then it's possible Shema Yatil Mayim Chalukim Oyakurim Shiesh Behen Chash Keri Via Osu Lechol Chala Ad Zu Ad Shiach Zovietbol. Because there's a concern that he would not be able to, maybe he'll have another flow in the water that he releases from his body. So therefore, before he goes to the bathroom again, he's tar, he's pure, let him go and eat the challah right away. Let's see the next sifkat in the Mishnah Brura. Sifkat in Chav Beis. Shein machilin, the next part that Ramah says that we don't, according to some, we don't give the kohen the food. Shein machzikin oisak kohen vadai. We don't say he's a real kohen. We don't say he's a real kohen vadai. Why? Maybe one of his ancestral mothers became a chalala, like the first Mishnah in Makos, which means that the children are no longer kohanim. Maybe she was a divorcee or a widow, right? So she's no longer. So the children are the father was a kohen, but the children are not kohanim anymore. Mikomokim ledina lahalacha das harav kedei rishoyne d'noisin lekatan oy lagala shetav lekiryoi. That one can, according to the Ramah, give to the adult or to the child if they are tahar. Cause of a prima godim, the prima godim writes, "Mikomokim lo risi lunoi kain half a pesach." The prima godim says, "I haven't seen people acting like this, giving it to the kohanim who are tahar on Pesach, even on Pesach." But Medina Seina says, "The Mishnah Brura yesh be'ezem mikoymes shenois in the kain gadol shetav lekiryo be'pesach." There are those who give to the kain gadol who did go to the mikvah. By Magen Avram, Shekosav, look in the Magen Avram that writes, Shekosav tam lama davka, the Pesach minig litei, why specifically on Pesach, that they have the meaning to give to the Kohen. Let's finish over here with Sifkan Chav Gimel. Yeshem de Motor Beyond of Lolush, Bepachis Mekashir, Shapesach, Ubibir Agro, Mefak, because the Gro is not so in agreement to that approach. We'll stop here for today. We had the first opinion in the Mechaber, just a quick review, was that a person who had the dough that he wanted to make his challah, his matzah on Pesach, he should bake his matzah first, and then after he bakes the matzah, that's when he should take the challah. The second opinion in the Mechaber was put it into the cold water. Then we had the Ramah, says if the Kohen is Tahar, give it to the Kohen. Then we had the Ramah that said as well that another opinion that was brought down, that we don't give the challah to Kohanim today. And then we have the last opinion in the Ramah that says that you could bake less than the right shear. Thank you.